It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Everybody say it. I am not.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course.
I know you would.
There is no magic wand to wave right now.
There's no magic wand. Forget about it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to remind you once again, tomorrow we will have a weather guy, Al Roker, here to talk about Celebrity Family Feud.
Survey says...
Always wanted to be Gene Wood. That was the name of that stage announcer.
Great
for
announcer.
It was not only the Family Feud, but he also did Beat the Clock.
I think he's the late Gene Wood now.
Well, they are all dead now.
Not Johnny Gilbert.
He's Deadwood now.
Johnny Gilbert speaking for Jeopardy.
My father said that, you know, I don't get to see Jeopardy because we're here by the time, you know, it's on.
Right.
But he says that now when Alex comes out, he waves to Johnny Gilbert.
Really?
He gives him a little, like, finger wave.
How the hell old is Johnny Gilbert? Like, 100?
He's got to be near 100. And he, did you know that he does the audience warm-up for Jeopardy?
Does he really?
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a great crowd.
Show us your tees! All right, let's get our final segment of buzz before we get on out of here.
Yes, let's.
Yes, let's do.
John McCain says he thinks, maybe you heard about this, I'm eager to know your opinion. McCain thinks the government should offer a $300 million reward to whoever develops a new kind of car battery.
Well, I mean, they're on their way doing this
Charlie.
Now. This is alternative fuels, you know? I mean, that's exactly what it is. Maybe.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
I got it.
What do you have?
What do you have?
Don't know. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Still in preparation.
Wow, that was a hit and miss.
Well, the $300 million represents, I think it was a hit and a hit.
A hit and a run.
That's a dollar for every man, woman, and child in America. And McCain is talking, of course, about a kind of battery that can run an electric car, only better than the ones we have now.
That's the whole deal with the electric cars right now, is that the batteries are too heavy and too expensive and not efficient enough.
My car runs on D-cell batteries. And a lot of them.
Yes, you're ramped up right now. You get a little rush from your physician shake. Is that what happened?
Well, I go from being near dead.
He does.
To
he slumps
energy
over.
Energy surges through
my
body.
Body. Yes,
he actually gets to eat real food in about 45 minutes from now.
He's
so
excited.
We are very excited. Tonight, tis chicken.
Again.
Chicken and salad.
Voila.
It's a fine choice.
Thank you kindly.
In a speech today at Fresno State, McCain also proposed stiffer fines for automakers who fudge on fuel efficiency, as some of them apparently do.
Fudge.
And he wants to reward them for using more ethanol.
Maybe we could get a car that runs entirely on fudge.
Over at Crohn's.
At Crohn's. They got the chocolate-covered slices of orange. The juice drips right off your chin.
How'd you like to stick one of those in a donut?
Imagine that with bananas on top.
But if it's ethanol you like, Barack Obama may be your man. In fact, the New York Times says some of Obama's top aides came from the ethanol industry.
I like that guy we had on talking about ethanol. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that was interesting. But the fact that Obama has close aides who are from the ethanol industry is raising eyebrows, since Obama is running as a guy who wants to limit the power of special interest groups.
You know why I don't want ethanol?
Why is that?
More ethanol means no corn dogs.
It does make corn, and for that matter, beef, since it's also cattle feed, more expensive.
No!
Yes.
We would have to plant more.
Be very bad.
Obama's energy advisor came from a Senate effort connected to a big Midwestern agricultural company.
The only thing about ethanol, and the strongest argument that I see for it, really, you look at Brazil, and they use ethanol. Of course, they've got that huge sugar cane crop
Brazil,
down there.
And sugar cane is superior, by the way, to corn for making ethanol.
Can't we grow sugar cane in this country?
We can in Hawaii.
Maybe Florida also, parts of California.
Maybe, I don't know. We should try.
It requires a really hot, damp climate. We don't have much of that to offer.
A hot, damp climate.
Mm-hmm. They can grow it in my pants. I have sugar
cane. Good night, everybody.
I'm glad he did it. I was thinking of one, and I was going to piss somebody off.
Yeah,
and he
saved
my
ass on that
one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, the feds will save your house if it's a brokerage house. I think Barney Frank actually said that. He's one of the lawmakers looking into the mortgage crisis that's causing people to lose their homes.
Good man, Barney Frank.
And late last week, hundreds of people who contributed to the country's housing crisis were arrested for mortgage fraud.
Mm-hmm. I saw those guys. It reminded me of the scene in Wall Street when Charlie Sheen gets let out, because one of the guys had the perfect Wall Street suit as he's being let out in handcuffs. It was fun to watch because they were scumbags.
It did a lot of people's hearts good, I think. Now, the FBI says these 400 alleged crooks victimized people to the tune of over $1 billion.
That's why I said I love Barney Frank. He's a great lover, Rob.
A giving lover,
absolutely.
Isn't he?
He's a giving lover. He gives.
Sure.
He gives and receives.
equally.
Thank you.
There were 53,000 cases of suspected mortgage fraud last year, triple what it was in 2002. Over 1,400 people have been arrested just since March for that fraud. The feds have also been looking at subprime lending practices, which is why they also arrested two muckety-mucks at Bear Stearns late last week as
I'm still thinking of ethanol and subprime beef.
I only remember one thing about Barney Frank.
What would that be,
His
Rob?
His pants are full of sugar cane.
Well, the climate is right.
Yes.
More
warm damp.
More notes. More notes for flyers as the summer travel season heats up.
These Philadelphia?
No, let's see. I don't think Philadelphia is
mentioned. Good
hockey
team, man.
Yes.
Great town.
Yeah, great town. Toddling town.
Fun people.
I'm talking about airline flyers, airline passengers.
Sure. Incidentally, I checked mine today, and my little commuter route had not been canceled.
Good. It's still on.
As of yet.
Well, keep checking.
The Golden Boy strikes again.
All right. Here's a real, real trivia question. I know you guys won't get it.
Okay.
When we had Peter Greenberg on the show from the Today Show,
right,
and he was talking about travel, and he was talking about how he took the train instead of a commuter airline.
Yes.
Do you remember what he called the pilot? Well, he doesn't want to have pilot.
No.
Skippy.
Oh, that's right.
That is so in my brain. I'm getting ready to fly this upcoming holiday and, see an 11-year-old pilot get on the commuter jet.
I will be flying this holiday, too. And so these next three mini stories are dedicated to the two of us.
Oh, God. You know, so I'm going to play this right now.
He going to frighten us now.
Keep it handy.
He's going to frighten us.
I'll pretend I'm flying.
Last Thursday, everyone had to get off a Midwest Airlines plane after the man driving a service van passed out and slammed his van into the underside of the plane. No one got hurt. The plane was badly damaged.
Now, see, that doesn't scare me at all.
I'm just warming up.
That is a routine accident. It could happen any day. And thank you, Bobby, from New Mexico, for telling us that sugarcane is grown in Louisiana as well.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you very much.
Louisiana. A JetBlue flight had to be diverted that same day after a woman became belligerent because the flight attendant wouldn't let her keep smoking her cigarette.
That's funny. I bet she was a little drunky drunk, too.
Yes, the woman from Queens had apparently had 3 to 5 vodkas.
Darling.
Her friends say
three to five vodkas on this show. We call that good morning.
That's right. Yeah.
Hello.
Right. Her friends say she'd been drinking a lot ever since she and her boyfriend broke up.
I believe I said my total number of Heinekens to somebody at the party, and they looked at me like I was some sort of freaking agent.
How come you're still speaking?
You're still upright.
That's right.
The woman says she doesn't remember smoking on the plane. But she had to be restrained after the flight attendant snatched the cigarette out of her mouth.
That's a bad morning after there, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
How come we're not at the vacation destination?
I want to get to the destination.
Why are you hanging me?
And on a Delta transatlantic flight, a 25-year-old Slovakian man got mad when the crew wouldn't give him more alcohol.
All right, here's a story now. Remembered this. Uh-huh. The last part of my evening was playing poker.
Oh, yes. It's coming back to you now.
Up
in
on
pieces.
The patio.
That's right. Your surprise party.
With my friends Jerky and Sharky. Mm-hmm. And and also
Mikey and Jerky and Sharky.
One of Carla's friends and me and you know that bartender we had at the party?
Yeah.
He does a lot of catering deals where he does poker dealing too. So he was dealing. And Carly got mad at me because the only voice I was using was John Malkovich from Rounders. So only voice I was doing, and even if I had crappy cards, I'm like, oh, I am going to take whole pot down now. It will be great. And Carly just looked at me and said, please stop using that voice.
I know that after you've had 3 or 4 beers, sometimes you get lost in a voice and it's hard to get him out.
Come back, Mike. Come back.
He's pissing everybody off.
So this Slovakian man got angry. The crew wouldn't give him more booze. He slapped a flight attendant.
There, you deserve this because you did not refill vodka.
And then he took out a lighter and tried to set some partition curtains on fire.
Oh, now I'm going to kick his ass.
Surely none of these things will happen when we fly.
Okay. You know, there it is, Buzz.
He was obviously drunk.
He was trying to scare me, and it didn't work that time.
The smarter play, he threw vodka on the flight attendant, set her on fire if she's soaked with vodka.
Yes, vodka, very flammable.
Someone will do that.
No, don't do it.
Yes, no, stop it. Horrible idea. What's in your brain?
Sometimes you
go to that dark side.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong?
I just use common sense.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Apparently, I'm a neurotic bastard.
I just like saying that to Ron.
I know. Well, finally, a three.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. We go out on a three banger. Number one, they opened a safe at the Fairhope Museum of History last week. It hadn't been opened since 1971. Inside, they found marijuana.
Okay.
That had been stored as evidence by police. Also, they found a diary with a peace symbol on its cover.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Number two, in DeLand, Florida, a man has been arrested for trying to hold up a convenience store armed with a flip-flop and a palm frond.
Say it again. What did he have, Buzz?
He was armed with a flip-flop and a palm frond.
Wow.
Wee. I'll give that a new.
Which he used to hit the cashier on the head.
Wow.
That hurts.
A customer chased him out of the store with a bar stool.
Naturally.
All of this is on video.
It's like a Frankenstein movie.
And in Moscow yesterday, they unveiled a new monument to enemas.
Oh, thank God. I saw it in the paper. Thank God you got this on the show
today.
The
statue features three cherubs holding up a squeeze bulb.
This is true. Did you see this?
I have not.
It's weird.
The nurses who witnessed the unveiling were gushing with enthusiasm.
Oh!
Quoting one, an enema is almost a symbol of our region.
Sure.
I thought that was Sacramento.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. I want to thank Sam Gosling. The book is Snoop.
Snoop.
What Your Stuff Says About You. That's in bookstores and on Amazon, so we urge you to check that out. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the, what was that name again?
My name is...
what's the name we were going to use for
I forget.
That?
It was...
Monkey Suckleton.
Monkey Suckleton.
On the Monkey Suckleton Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara. Here's the poem of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Have you heard? He's all the rave. I'm talking about my intern, Dave. He hates the show and doesn't listen, but it don't matter what he's missing. He's Dave, but we like Horst for his name. With his blue shirt... With his blue shirt button, he got game. He's the intern with the brooding stare, with his wire-rimmed glasses and his Aryan hair. Talk about Horst Paul Albert Bormann. And on Friday, we're going to get him a whoreman. That's it. It sucked. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.